All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, last week saw a very action-packed MLB winter meetings that took place in the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. And of course, there were plenty of moves, and there were some surprising moves that did not get done. The big one that went down, of course, was the Boston Red Sox acquiring starting pitcher Chris Sale from the Chicago White Sox. And I tell you right now, this was a move that had to be made for all parties involved. I've said it for the last year and a half that the White Sox needed to trade Chris Sale. They were wasting his talent. Last season saw that he was a guy that simply did not want to be there, and he goes to a Red Sox team that is built to win now, and they are stockpiling arms as they look to not only win the AL East for a second consecutive year, but get back to the World Series and win it for the first time since 2013. The White Sox are in full-time rebuilding mode as they also parted with outfielder Adam Eaton, and they traded him to the Washington Nationals for a few young talented pitchers. And I'll tell you right now, if you were the White Sox, you really came out of this smelling like a rose. Why? Because you had two guys in Sale and Eaton that did not want to be there. And it does not make any sense for guys to be there and on a team when they don't want to be there, as there is the potential for them to become malcontents. Now, the Nationals did pick up Adam Eaton, and they put him they're expected to put him in the outfield, and that's going to move Trea Turner back to shortstop. And that led to the Nationals trading longtime infielder Danny Espinosa. But the Nationals did miss out on several opportunities. Number one, to get Chris Sale from the Chicago White Sox. And number two, to get Andrew McCutchen from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, there's still an opportunity for the Nats to get McCutchen from the Pirates. Or let me take that back. It's not going to happen right now since they went out there and got Eaton from the White Sox. But you look at the Nationals' failed attempt to get Sale from the White Sox, and it came down to the fact that Washington did not want to part with Trea Turner. And you just have to wonder if that is going to cost Washington next October, because the Nationals have the talent to win the National League East for a second consecutive year. But their struggles are in October, as they have once again failed to advance in the playoffs. Now, you look at the New York Yankees, and they were quiet, and they were expected not to spend any money. But after the Boston Red Sox went out and got Chris Sale, the Yankees started writing checks, and they went out there and got former closer Aroldis Chapman back. Now, of course, last winter saw the Yankees acquire Chapman from the Cincinnati Reds. They traded him at the deadline to the Chicago Cubs, and Chapman would go out there and help the Cubs win the World Series. Now, the Yankees and Chapman did agree on a big-time contract to get him to return to New York City. And I'll tell you like this, the Yankees could really come out of this situation smelling like a rose. Why? Because they got prospects over the summer from the Cubs. Now you get Chapman back. And I think it was imperative for the Yankees to do this, because just prior to the trade deadline, they traded Chapman to the Cubs, and then they traded relief pitcher Andrew Miller to the Cleveland Indians. And then they were expecting to roll with Dellin Betances as their ninth inning guy. And Betances ran out of gas over the final stretch of the season, and the Yankees lost some confidence in him as far as him being their ninth inning guy. So now you bring back Chapman, he's going to be the ninth inning guy for the Yankees, and it's going to put Betances in that eighth inning role as the Yankees look to once again solidify their bullpen as they want to get back to the postseason. Now, the Yankees do have a lot of young talent in their system, and I'll say it like this, all of those young guys aren't going to pan out, but of course they're high on the likes of Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge. But you could trade some of those other guys if you're the Yankees and get a quality veteran to come in there as a starting pitcher or another bat in the lineup. But the Yankees do have a lot of good upside for themselves heading into 2017. Now, the Chicago Cubs did not want to meet the asking price of Aroldis Chapman. And you have to understand that they have a lot of money right now committed to the likes of John Lester in their rotation. They also went out there and picked up Jason Hayward last offseason as well. And then, you know, eventually the contracts of both third baseman Chris Bryant and first baseman Anthony Rizzo will be coming up, and the Chicago Cubs need to have flexibility in their payroll to keep those two guys on their team. And subsequently, because the Cubs allowed Chapman to go, they made a trade with the Kansas City Royals, and they acquired relief pitcher and closer Wade Davis for outfielder Jorge Soler. And we saw how effective that Wade Davis could be in 2015, as he was lights out coming out of that Royals bullpen in the ninth inning as he helped them win the World Series championship. And because of that, I don't think that the Chicago Cubs will miss a beat heading into the 2017 Major League Baseball season. You look at a guy like Andrew McCutchen, as the Pirates were dangling him out there in trade talks. It did not come to fruition. And I'll tell you like this. The Pirates are going to either have to go out there and smooth things over with McCutchen, or they're simply going to have to trade them, because this was a guy that was the National League MVP in 2015. He is a very quality player. He had a down year here in 2016, as did the entire Pittsburgh Pirates team. But if Pittsburgh is willing to go out there and trade McCutchen, there are plenty of contenders that he could really fit into. One team that comes to mind is the New York Mets. I mean, you look at a guy, you bring him in, you move Curtis Granderson back to right field, and you also have Yoenis Cespedes in left. And you look at a Mets team right now, they're definitely in win-now mode. So a move like that to a team like that could be just what the Mets need to get over the hump. But I don't think by the end of the 2017 MLB season that we are going to see McCutchen in a Pirates uniform. Now, you also saw Ian Desmond go to the Colorado Rockies, and this is going to be interesting because the Rockies once again have a bevy of bats in their lineup. You look at Ian Desmond, Charlie Blackmon, Carlos Gonzalez, and Nolan Arenado, as this is a new and improved version of the Blake Street Bombers here in Denver. Now, Mark Trumbo and Edwin Encarnacion, two big-time sluggers out there who did not get signed, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens for them. I think the market is going to calm down a little bit, and it's going to pick back up in January as guys are looking for jobs. Are these players going to take those one-year qualifying offers, or are they going to come back? Pardon me, they can't take the one-year qualifying offers right now, but are they going to come back and take a smaller contract for maybe a year or two and really bet on themselves and try to hit the market again? We'll have to wait and see, but I guarantee you whomever gets Edwin Encarnacion is going to get a big time bat in the middle of their lineup. A team that I was expecting to go out there and pursue Encarnacion were the Boston Red Sox. That did not happen. Why? Because they signed former Texas Rangers first baseman Mitch Moreland, and it gives the Red Sox a lot of flexibility at first base. Of course, they need somebody to replace David Ortiz, who retired. Now you can basically split time at first base and designated hitter between Moreland and Hanley Ramirez. And if you want to make Hanley Ramirez your primary designated hitter, as Moreland does have the better glove of the two men at first base. So the Red Sox, I really don't think that they are going to skip a beat. They also acquired relief pitcher Tyler Thornburg from the Milwaukee Brewers, as they are looking to solidify their bullpen, as they needed a setup guy to put in front of Craig Kimbrell. So there was plenty of quality action that went down at the MLB winter meetings, and there are still plenty of moves that have to be made between now and the start of spring training. But the 2017 MLB season should definitely be an exciting one. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 15 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.